Welcome, brilliant viewers, and thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Our programs are available 24 hours a day in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east and Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. We are also conveniently available worldwide online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, 3 million people are granted citizenship in Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. In energy news, 1,000 top Chinese companies strive to meet ecologically friendly standards. In technology news, Israel plans to be the first country to use primarily battery-powered cars. In peace news, the United Nations Peace Building Fund supports countries in maintaining stability. In health news, the banana peel is found to have regenerative powers. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today, October 6th, Marshall Rosenberg was born in the United States in 1934. Trained as a clinical psychologist, Dr. Rosenberg studied ways in which communication creates peace. After years of practicing and teaching what he learned, he founded the Center for Nonviolent Communication in 1984. Over 250,000 people around the globe have been taught the nonviolent communication methods for maintaining peace and harmony in communications. Dr. Rosenberg is also active in war-torn areas and economically underdeveloped countries to promote reconciliation of differences. For example, teams of peace activists in Israel, Palestine, Ireland, Russia, Rwanda, Burundi, Nigeria, Serbia, and Croatia are now using the nonviolent communication methods. Thank you, Dr. Rosenberg, and God bless you for your devotion to the cause of peace. We wish you a wonderful and happy birthday.
Sudan reiterates its commitment to honoring the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. At a briefing to the United Nations General Assembly on Wednesday, Sudan's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Lam Akol Adjouin, described the country's progress in implementing the peace agreement. Sudan has succeeded in creating the necessary constitutional institutions. Various governmental and legislative institutions, including the Government of National Unity, the Government of Southern Sudan, and the Government of the States have all been formed. A National Judicial Service Commission and Constitutional Court have also been created, as well as a commission to address the rights of non-Muslims. Congratulations, Sudan, for this remarkable progress. May you be blessed in all your efforts to create peace, stability, and prosperity for all the people of your noble nation.
Fly-in news. Myanmar releases over 200 monks and nuns. On Wednesday, Myanmar officials released 229 Buddhist monks and nuns who were allowed to return to their monasteries. 5 local journalists were also released safely. We thank God for the safe return of the innocent detainees, and we pray for the peace and stability of the Myanmar people.
In news, recent actions and policies of current U.S. administration highlight favorable trends. Earlier this week, U.S. President George W. Bush indicated an interest in multilateral discussions with Iran, similar to those held successfully with North Korea. Last week, the President stated that the United States now had a comprehensive approach for reducing emissions and encouraged other nations to partner with the U.S. on climate change.
We will set a long-term goal for reducing global greenhouse gas emissions.
The U.S. has also contributed over $15 billion to assist in the treatment of HIV and AIDS, primarily in Africa. Thank you, and God bless President Bush and all Americans for your care towards peaceful relations, our Earth and others in the world. May God bless America with opportunity, prosperity, and friendship for all.
Fly-in news. Turkish Foreign Minister visits Iraq. Turkey's Foreign Minister Ali Babacan embarks on a tour of the Middle Eastern countries, including Syria, Israel, Palestine, and Jordan, as well as a visit to Iraq that will be the first visit of a senior official since 2003. The trip is intended to strengthen Turkey's friendly relations with the regional neighbors. In November, Iraqi President Jalal Talabani will be welcomed at a conference in Istanbul. Thank you, Foreign Minister Babacan and Turkey, for your committed efforts to affirm good relations with your neighbors. May the people of your nation and the Middle East be blessed with shared understanding and friendship.
Fly-in news. Canada invests to improve water supply to farmers. The Canadian government on Tuesday announced that $3.2 million Canadian dollars would be provided to finance 26 key water supply projects for farmers in Quebec. The Honorable Gary Ritz, Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, said, Canada's new government is working with farm families to make sure they have the clean water they need while also keeping the environment healthy. Thank you and God bless Canada for taking care of your people and the planet. May God grace all Canadians with abundant love, comfort, and contentment.
Fly-in news. U.S. Senator Clinton helps maintain friendly Iran-U.S. relations. U.S. Senator and presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton said Thursday that she would sponsor a bill ensuring that the U.S. will remain at peace with Iran. The measure, she said, would prohibit the use of funds for military action in Iran without authorization by the Congress. Thank you, Senator Clinton, for promoting peaceful ties between the U.S. and Iran. May God continue to bless the U.S. and Iran with harmony and prosperity.
Fly-in news. The Philippines protects Apo coral reef. A new law in the Philippines has imposed a strict ban on fishing from the approximately 27,000-hectare Apo reef off the coast of Mindoro Island. The ban is a tightening of the original 1994 law that has helped restore life already to portions of the reef and will protect surrounding wildlife as well. Thank you, Philippines, for this compassionate gesture to protect the fish and restore a part of our beautiful underwater earth. May God bless the Philippine people with abundant happiness and prosperity.
Fly-in news. Underground mineral provides oxygen to Earth. Researchers at Bonn's Mineralogical Institute in Germany have found that the mineral deposit called magerite, deep below the Earth's surface, stores more oxygen than expected. Acting as a huge sponge beneath the Earth, magerite furnishes a significant portion of our planet's oxygen and possibly even water, helping to keep it moist and habitable. Thank you, scientists, for your discovery of this life-giving blessing from Mother Nature. Under heaven's grace, may our planet continue supporting the preciousness of all life.
Fly-in news. Indian Prime Minister calls on mass media to promote modernization. On Wednesday, at the 66th Annual Indian Language Newspapers Association meeting, India's Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, encouraged the media to help promote the country's modernization. He said the modernization process should embrace all that is good and creative in the new ideas and the new experiences that define the world around us. Thank you, Prime Minister Singh, and may heaven bless your vision of progress for all of India's citizens.
Fly-in news, Slovakia's foreign ministry announces plans to increase international aid. State Secretary of Slovakia's Foreign Affairs Ministry, Olga Algajerova, announced that Slovakia intends to increase the amount of aid it spends on international development as a percentage of its gross domestic product. Slovakia's goal is to spend 0.17% of GDP on foreign aid by 2010 and 0.33% by 2015. Thank you and God bless Slovakia for your generous plans. May God bless you for sharing your wealth with others so that all citizens of the world may progress and prosper together.
Fly-in news. U.S. company surprises residents with random acts of kindness. Cox Communications of Ohio recently brought delight to local citizens with a day-long kindness spree of spontaneously offering free gifts throughout the city of Lakewood. Company employees teamed up to distribute free bottles of water at the gym, free gift cards at the gas station, and free pizzas and dinners at restaurants. One of the local recipients said, "It made my day, honestly." Thank you and God bless Cox Communications for your care in bringing love and kindness to the people of your community.
Fly-in news. United Nations builds homes for displaced Sri Lankan families. Thanks to programs supported by the United Nations, 365 Sri Lankan families have recently moved from overcrowded welfare camps into new homes. Since 2006, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees has funded the construction of new homes and even entire villages for the thousands of internally displaced people in Sri Lanka. A UN Development Program initiative, funded by Australia, has also provided homes for displaced Sri Lankans. Thank you and God bless United Nations and Australia for providing beautiful new homes for Sri Lankan families. May heaven bless the Sri Lankan people with peace, love, and prosperity.
Fly-in news. New York City reimburses employers for training employees. On Thursday, Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York City announced a $4.2 million U.S. dollar fund that will be awarded to employers who offer training programs specifically tailored for specific jobs and individual needs of employees. The fund is being administered by the Center for Economic Opportunity, established by Mayor Bloomberg, to find innovative ways to reduce poverty in New York City. The mayor said, "We should spend our money helping those that have committed to job creation and promotion to train their entry-level workers." Many thanks and God bless Mayor Bloomberg for this uplifting way to help improve people's lives. May all be blessed with opportunity, happiness, and prosperity.
Fly-in news. Memorial concert in honor of Princess Diana receives $2.5 million for charity. The star-studded event held on July the 1st in honor of Prince William and Prince Harry's mother, Princess Diana, has raised approximately $2.5 million. A Clarence House spokesperson said, although the event was first and foremost a tribute concert, both Prince William and Harry were keen that any proceeds should be shared among the 8 charities which they had selected to be beneficiaries. Thank you and God bless Prince William and Prince Harry for carrying out the legacy of your mother's loving and giving heart. May the life of Her Royal Highness Princess Diana continue to be an inspiration of compassion for all.
Fly-in news. Harvard Medical School finds promise in anesthetic made from chili peppers. Researchers at Harvard Medical School in Boston, USA, have found that capsaicin, a spicy compound in chili peppers, can numb pain-sensing neurons without affecting the rest of the body. Capsaicin can be used with lignocaine to produce a local anesthetic that will not cause numbness or paralysis. The new anesthetic could minimize the pain and discomfort of childbirth, knee surgery, and dental work. Thank you, Harvard Medical School, for your innovative research. May heaven bless your efforts to find more useful medicines in God's bountiful garden.
Fly-in news. 10 Tips to Beautify the World for Humans and Animals. In honor of World Animal Protection Week, the World Society for Protection of Animals, or WSPA, offers 10 tips to help our animal co-inhabitants to be safer and more at home in the world. Some of these tips include 1. Help reduce animal overpopulation and adopt an animal friend. 2. Report animal cruelty and learn how to treat animals. 3. Live in harmony with your wildlife neighbors and create a haven of native habitat in your backyard. 4. Make more humane food choices and eat more vegetables and fruits. Please visit www.wspa-usa.org for more tips to make the world a better place for animals. Thank you and God bless World Society for Protection of Animals for giving voice to our animal friends' concerns and needs. May our world be blessed with their flourishing uniqueness and beauty.
In world news, 3 million people are granted citizenship in Asia. The Bangladeshi government has granted citizenships to 160,000, or over half of the country's Urdu-speaking people. Meanwhile, Nepal has granted 2.6 million citizenships to its people. Also, nearly 200,000 people in Sri Lanka received citizenship certificates earlier this year. Thank you, and heaven bless Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka for welcoming beautiful people into your country. Coming up next, Israel plans to be the first nation with primarily electric cars. We are going out to listen to the birds and chanting songs. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back with more noteworthy news.
I'm Clucky the Chicken with an energy-saving tip from the farmyard kitchen. Stacking cooking saucepans are a great way to save energy. You can cook several different items at the same time using only one single ring burner. What a great way to save energy! Thank you for watching, and please enjoy the weather report from around the globe.
China's top companies strive for new energy standards. China's 1,000 largest domestic enterprises are striving to meet new global energy standards set by the government that could save 100 million tons of coal by 2010. The Chinese government also enacted tax measures that reward energy-efficient technologies. This resulted in an 8 million ton savings in coal during the first quarter of 2007. Congratulations, China, for these inspiring environmental achievements. May heaven bless the people of China with health, well-being, and peace.
In green technology news, President Shimon Peres of Israel announced that Israel is to focus on green energy with plans to be the first nation to use primarily battery-powered cars. Under the plan, cars will be paid for monthly rather than at the time of purchase in order to make them more easily affordable. The country is to develop its solar power and reduce dependency on oil. President Peres said that the small size of the country made it more realistic to run battery-powered cars. Thank you, President Peres, and God bless your nation's use of earth-friendly technologies to benefit Israeli people and others on the planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, researchers tell us there is a lot more to the banana than meets the eye. We'll go be alone with God for a short while, be back soon, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In peace news, United Nations Peace Building Fund received first private gift from Sheikh Yahya Rashid Al Khalifa. Sheikh Yahya has been a strong supporter of the United Nations Peace Building Commission since its inception in October 2006. Now she has made a $19,000 personal contribution to the fund. The commission plays a vital role in helping nations implement and sustain peace. The fund depends on member states' donations, which total $144 million to date. Sheikh Yahya is a member of the Bahraini royal family. She was the first Muslim woman to serve as president of the 61st session of the United Nations General Assembly from September 12, 2006 through September 17, 2007. Thank you, and may the great Allah bless you, Sheikh Yahya, for your generosity and commitment to peace. In health news, eating bananas can be beneficial for us. Researchers from Chung-Shang Medical University in Taichung, Formosa, or Taiwan, have discovered that a banana is more than just a tasty fruit. It's also helpful in restoring and maintaining our mental and emotional health. Serotonin, which plays a vital role in balancing our moods, was found within the peel of the fruit. Also found was lutein, an antioxidant which provides nutrition to the eyes. In clinical trials, it was capable of regenerating retina cells. That is fantastic news. Thank you, and heaven's blessing to the researchers at Chung-Shang Medical University for bringing to light the health-giving ingredients available in our common fruit, the banana.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Train Tea.
Train tea is supposed to be very bad. There's a passenger go on the train and then it's a tea time and it's a boy who come around with a, in a car and ask, "Would you like to have a cup of tea, sir?" "Oh, yeah, yeah, I have a cup." He say, "With or without milk?" He say, "With milk and sugar as well, but no tea."
And now for our viewers' hotline. These comments were written by Lou Wei from Chicago, USA, in response to the Shining World Leadership Award program broadcast on Supreme Master Television.
I love the fact that there are subtitles in several languages. Well done. Irina Sendler, who saved 2,500 Jewish children, is a true heroine. God bless you, Irina. This Polish Catholic woman is still living in Warsaw at the current age of 97.
Thank you, Louis, for your positive comments. We thank God for blessing our world with Miss Irina Sendler and many other heroes and heroines on the planet. May God's grace be with you.
Do you have a helpline today? We very much welcome your comments and positive news from your part of the world. Please kindly send to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is available at suprememastertv.com anywhere in the world 24 hours a day.
God bless your days with peace and harmony. Bye for now.